He is just in time.
Just in time. I'll call this meeting of the House Committee on Veteran Services and Emergency Preparedness together to order for Tuesday, April 21st. First item on our agenda is to open a work session on House Bill 2838. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, House Bill 2838 initially required the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to establish the Oregon Incarcerated Veterans Outreach Program. You now have a proposed -3 amendment before you, which replaces the original measure and establishes the Task Force on Incarcerated Veterans, requires the Task Force to report to the Legislative Assembly by 15 September, sunsets 31 December 2016, declares an emergency effective on passage. Before you have the revenue fiscal impacts, you have the proposed -3 amendments, and there's a subsequent referral to Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Evans, would you like to say anything about this?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Mm-hmm. Members of the committee, what this does will allow us an opportunity to have a formal discussion about what is and what is not going on at various institutions throughout the state. There's a little bit of confusion's the wrong word, but a little bit of disparity in terms of what programs have more or less impact in terms of reaching out to the veterans that are inside the institutions. Some, for example, there's one that is an American Legion post. They actually have enough folks, they've actually established one inside the walls, and there are other places that have not as much involvement. So the goal is to basically use this as a vehicle to come back in the 16 session with a specific approach that is tailored to what is going on and try to optimize that.
Thank you. Representative Parrish.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if I can support this bill unless there is an amendment somewhere on the Senate side that says that we change Representative Evans' House moniker to the representative from the Task Force District.
We could probably do get that arranged.
I'd like to
if
see
it'll get the bills passed, I'll take it.
I'd like to see that because that's all I'm seeing out of this guy this year. No, this is actually really good policy. When you think about how long it takes to move people out of, if they're in incarceration, how long it takes people to get through the VA process and you sort of have a captive audience while you're sitting there behind bars, that if we can help them leave the justice system and try to get their life back and these benefits are in place, and what it does to spouse or children, if they are benefits eligible, that they can, you know, tap those benefits while they're parent or spouse is in jail, then I think we have to make that effort. And we know that this is a population that is moving into incarcerated status more and more, in particular this post 9/11 group. So I'm, you know, really applaud this effort, even if it came from the representative from the Task Force District.
Mm-hmm. Anything that Representative?
It's okay, if, Representative Parrish. It's okay. We kill this bill because you and I aren't on it.
I know. I don't actually, Representative Escobar, I follow the Reagan, who cares about who gets the credit, just get the work done, right? So.
Well, and I think to Representative Evans' credit, this didn't start off as a task
That's
force.
That's true.
Bill, so, see,
yes, sir.
He was trying another tactic, but
yes, sir. Anyway, so. Thank you.
I just have one quick question.
Yes.
Is the September date this year or 16?
September 2016.
16, okay, thanks.
But we're hoping that we'll have some ideas
Before that, sure.
You only get two bills, in the short session, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What's up? Okay.
Send
a boom.
Chair Lively, I move to adopt the -3 amendments dated 4/16/15.
Representative Moon. Boom.
Boom.
Oh, dear. Can we just start all over? We're going to turn off the record.
Yeah.
Representative Boone moves to adopt the -3 amendments dated 4/16/15. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Is there any objection? Okay. The amendment is adopted.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 2838 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 2838 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion? Representative Peluso.
I support the bill. I just, I'm concerned a little bit about duplication of services in that generally when an incarcerated person is released from the prison system or the jail system, there is a system in place So I didn't know if it might be helpful to include somebody maybe affiliated with the non-military side, but the, all those other services, because I didn't see that as a listed component. So just in the for what it's worth category.
Mr. Chair, Representative Caluso, actually in talking with Cameron Smith about, he's actually a member of the, not reintegration, but another R word that currently serves folks going into civilian life after being incarcerated. The goal of this is that there's specified people that will be by statute, but there'll also be some other folks invited to participate. And we've had conversations.
And I have tremendous respect for Cameron, but I think it should be somebody completely separate from the military to bring in a whole different perspective.
Right, but I mean, he emphasized the group that's currently doing that for everybody, and we're going to be bringing them in. We talked to DOC about who would be potential.
Good. Any further discussion? Not, please call the roll and final passage.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Excused.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Caluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'll close the public hearing, or the public hearing, the work session on House Bill 2838. And I'll open a work session on House Joint Memorial 14.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, House Joint Memorial 14 urges Congress and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to direct the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Portland Regional Benefit Office to release data regarding the patient-centered community care P3 program. Before you, there's a proposed -1 amendment. Just clarifies and adds language to the memorial about the patient-centered community care program and the VA choice program. Revenue fiscal impacts have been issued. There are none. There's no subsequent referral. And the committee met on 3/26 about this measure.
Okay. Chair Lively, I move to adopt the -1 amendments dated 4/7/2015.
Representative Boone moves to adopt the -1 amendments dated 4/7/2015. Is there any discussion of the amendments? Any objection? Not, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Lively, I moved House Bill House Joint Memorial 14, as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves House Joint Memorial 14 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Caluso?
Aye.
Chair Lever?
Aye. Motion carries.
Chair?
Yes.
I would ask for a rule suspension and reopen a work session on HJM 14 to allow Representative Huffman to vote on. You weren't here on.
No, it's the previous one. You just voted on HJM 14.
Oh, I mean, House Bill 2838. I'm sorry.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah, you know, the one that he missed.
Is there any objection to suspending the rules? Okay, so I'll reopen the work session on House Bill 2838 for the purposes of allowing Representative Huffman to vote.
You're not going to ask me?
Yes.
He votes yes.
Excellent vote.
2838.
Oh, sorry. That's the last time I'll do that.
I vote aye.
Okay, there. He votes aye. Close the work session on House Bill 2838. Now, did I close the work session on House Joint Memorial 14?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You did.
Oh, I waited until after you closed.
That's right. Before we close the work session, we need a carrier, and I'll ask Rep. Bueller to carry the bill since that's his. Yes.
Didn't they go to Ways and Means?
Maine or Roberts?
No, not the.
Oh, we're back down here. You're no longer on 2838. Okay.
That's over with.
I can say, wow, we don't need to do that.
You know, we have all these things simple, and yet we just skip all over the place. So, you know, what the heck. It's okay. Rep.
My fault for bringing it up, Mr. Chair.
Okay, now I'll close the work session on House Joint Memorial 14. And I'll open a work session on House Joint Memorial 18.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Committee members, House Joint Memorial 18 urges Congress to change the funding of veterans' health care from discretionary to entitlement to permanent direct entitlement. The committee met on 4-7 to consider this. There's no fiscal, no revenue, no subsequent referral.
Okay. Chair Lively, I move House Joint Memorial 18 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Boone moves House Joint Memorial 18 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Escobar.
Mr. Chair, I hope that Congress listens to us. We've been doing this, I don't know, Mike, for what, 8 years? Something like that?
Well, actually, this will be the 12th year.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's like talking to a wall.
It's like a double memorial.
Oh. Any further discussion of the motion? Okay, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Escobar?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye.
Motion carries. So would somebody like to volunteer to carry this?
Could I carry my own memorial?
Yes, you could. Just checking.
Okay.
I'll close the work session on House Joint Memorial 18 and open the work session on House Bill 3447.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, House Bill 3447 appropriates money from the general fund to the Department of Land Conservation and Development and directs the agency to develop guidelines, best practices, and plan provisions and recommendations for building codes related to tsunami resilience and danger areas. You have the fiscal revenue impacts before you, and there is a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
These mine are these here. Okay. Chair Lively, I move House Bill 3447 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 3447 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion of this bill? Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say this will make the OSPAC members pretty happy, I think. We've been hearing from our Oregon Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Council members about the importance of these things. These are all, you know, part of our resilience plan recommendations, either part one or part two, but this is an important bill. So thank you for...
Because she gets too serious.
And we will be having a subsequent conversation relate to some of the issues that's related to what this bill is trying to address. So any other discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Escobar?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lever?
Aye. The motion passes and the bill is sent to the Joint Ways and Means. So I'll close the work session on 3447. Open the work session on House Bill 3463.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, House Bill 3463 authorizes the issuance of Article 11 Q bonds for the Oregon Military Department's headquarters. It establishes the Military Department Headquarters Facility Fund in the Treasury and directs the State Treasury to deposit funds and interest earning the bonds, directs Military Department to administer the fund as specified, declares an emergency effective 1 July 2015. Again, before you have the fiscal and revenue impact statements, and there is a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 3463 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 3463 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Representative Escobar.
Could Representative Evans refresh our memory, because we're talking about a $5 million bill here,
yes, sir,
on the necessity of moving the, I believe, my memory is correct, they're going to build it on the same footprint that they currently have next door to it or something of that nature?
Yeah, Chair Lively, Vice Chair Escobar, the military construction budget, US DOD military construction budget, has about $19 million that they have awarded to the state of Oregon for increased resiliency for our command and control structures at the Anderson Readiness Center and headquarters. Originally it was going to be at headquarters, now they're, I believe they're going to be building it on the land that's available right next to the what we know as the Anderson Readiness Center on that footprint.
Right, okay.
But it's the $5 million is most of the match.
Any further questions or discussion on
these revenue bonds?
They're usual capital construction.
I mean, what are they, just capital construction? Yeah.
Mr.
Representative Huffman.
Q bonds are used for state-owned buildings.
Oh, that's right.
But I mean, just a.
They're not revenue. They'd be general fund.
Okay. Paid general out fund. General bond? Fund. Okay.
Not 9/11.
11Q.
11Q, isn't it?
11Q.
Yeah. 11Q.
Okay.
The one back or the
okay.
Any further discussion on the motion? Please call the roll.
Vice Chair Groom.
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye. Motion passes. Close the public hearing, or the work session, on House Bill 3463. And I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2793.
Mr. Chairman, committee members. House Bill 2793 directs Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs and County Veterans Service Officers and the Oregon Health Authority to establish health care coverage program and services to Republic of Korea veterans of the Vietnam War. Declares an emergency effective on passage. Again, you have the fiscal revenue impact statements, and there is a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means before you.
Chair Lively. I move House Bill 2793 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 2793 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Parrish.
So I'm not on the full Ways and Means. I don't know who is in the here. Okay, John. And I want you to carry the message back.
John.
You know, this week we had a vote on the House floor about whether or not we were going to prep the Oregon Health Authority to include health care for 80,000, potentially 80,000 new lives under the Oregon Health Authority. And I voted yes on that, and there were others who didn't. That's fine. This is like, we're talking 35 or 40 people. So if we can't figure, if we can say we're going to add 80,000 lives to our government health care, and we can't find a way to do 40, then something's wrong with our state. So I really hope that the fiscal's sort of wonky when you read it, because one, we have to figure out where these folks are. Now, they're a pretty networked group, and they don't even know that this bill is being brought forward again this year, because I didn't call them and tell them. I was going to try to bring people's hopes up and not actually have them come and sort of get their hopes up again, and then we don't do the work. So I don't want to call these people until we've actually solved this problem. And so they're not here to testify, and you didn't get a chance for those who are new on this committee to hear their stories. So we need to figure out how we find the health care for 40 people. And I don't care if it's in a CCO. I don't care if it's in a health exchange and we pay for it. I don't care if it's in PEB or OEB or any other health care plan. We are going to find a way to do this for these folks, and it's literally 40 people or less. They're pretty well networked. The fiscal says something about, you know, we might have to hire staff to go find these people. If we do this, they're networked. They're going to come find us. So we don't need to have that fiscal on there, and I'll go argue that in Ways and Means. But it's a really small population who deserves coverage, and they're in limbo, and they are citizens of our country. They deserve coverage.
Yeah, thank you. I just, you know, someone could refresh my memory as to why they're left out.
Because when they served in Vietnam, they were Korean citizens, and the United States had an agreement with Korea that we would care for those folks. And then those people gave up their Korean citizenship, so now they are no longer the obligation of the, you know, of the Korean government. And we're talking South Korea here. Then they came here, and they're United States citizens. So, but since they didn't wear any of our U.S. military, they weren't part of our, they didn't get a DD-214 from us, they're not counted at all. But they served, and we promised, and we made an obligation, right. And there's no pathway right now other than the state stepping up and saying, we'll take care of these small population of people here in Oregon.
Okay. Any other discussion? Representatives?
Yeah, looking at the fiscal on this, it's two full-time employees at the cost of $322,000. I would think that if it was 40 people, and if we can't do it with one person in 6 months, we need to scrap the program and start over, because anyone can do this within that short period of time.
I'm protesting the fiscal representative.
There we go. Representative Huffman, do you have anything you'd wish to add?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I will coordinate with Representative Parrish on how to mount a effective lobbying campaign, and then after that we'll enlist the support of the rest of the committee to trounce on the co-chairs.
Okay, then. That's a good idea.
We pile on.
We'll pile on.
We'll pile on. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Vice Chair Booth?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Luckley?
Aye. The motion passes. The bill is sent to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2793. Open a work session on House Bill 3532.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, House Bill 3532, if you recall, comes to you from Representative Witt. This was House Bill 3116. This is the task force to study how to provide disabled veterans benefits through the Preferred Worker Program. It requires the task force to submit recommendations to the Legislative Assembly by 15 September 2016. Declares an emergency effective on passage. Fiscal impact, revenue impact are available, and there is a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 2897 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I guess we did.
What are you reading?
Dash two.
You had the wrong one. We're on 3532.
Yeah. Oh, it's the other.
Oh, I was on a roll. I knew I was going to say, where was the amendment then? I was ready to hit you.
I knew you were. Whack!
Chair Lively. I will rewind.
Okay.
I move House Bill 3532 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 3532 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion? Yes, Representative Evans. Yeah.
Chair Lively, I just want to say this is a great bill. I wish I would have thought of it, but it is not my task force. I just want that on the record. I salute Representative Witt, but this one in line.
You have something to do with it, Representative. Yeah, we know it.
Maybe, but maybe. Just a small
thing. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye.
Motion passes. So we'll close the work session on 3532. Open a work session on House Bill 2897.
Chairman Lively, members of the committee, as our final measure of the first chamber deadline, House Bill 2897 establishes the Veterans Refinancing and Reintegration Service Fund in the State Treasury. Directs the Department of Veterans Affairs pursuant to contracts with financial institutions to establish a home loan refinancing program for veterans and provide loan guarantees as specified. The committee met on 3/26, and on 4/14, the committee adopted the Dash 2 amendments, which just satisfied the legal requirements between Department of Justice and Legislative Council. Their fiscal and revenue impact statements have been issued, and there is a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Chair Lively, now. I move House Bill 2897 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Well, we have to add, don't we, the referral to?
It is.
Run there.
I don't have it on here.
Do you have it on yours?
Mm-mm. Yep, right.
We have no fiscal impact in OLS, which I think there has to be.
You should have it. printed out before you.
Yeah, we have the we have it printed out, the fiscal.
Here, you get me to where I'm paperless. Then you drop that on.
So we're going to have to add the subsequent referral.
Remove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remove, yes.
Chair Lively. I move House Bill 2897 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Boone moves House Bill 2897 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
There it is, 936.
Any discussion of that motion?
Chair Lively.
Certainly.
Representative Huffman, as a member on the full Ways and Means, one of the things that when I reread the fiscal, sometimes programs are going to cost money and there's not anticipated revenues to come in and pay for them. In this particular case, the goal is to leverage credit union and bank monies to be able to generate the capacity to maintain and sustain this program. So you could just emphasize that the cost here is understood and envisioned to be part of the payback strategy of the mortgages over time. That would be very helpful.
Thank you. Any other Representative Esquivel?
It's just hard for me to fathom. We need six people to do this.
I don't believe that's at the beginning. I believe that's if the program is successful, and it will be over time. So that's part of the piece of this that...
Yeah. We'll trust you, Representative.
Well, I'm trusting Cameron, so.
He's a good man.
Any other discussion on the motion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Vice Chair Boone?
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Representative Parrish?
Aye.
Representative Fluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye. Motion carries. It's on its way to Ways and Means, and I'll close the work session on House Bill 2897. Any further business to come before our committee? I have to say I feel very good about this being the last of these bills, and we didn't move anything to rules. So I think that's a good sign.
Everything I've done the last 2 days
gone. I know. So I just feel this is kind of refreshing. It all went to
most of it went to Ways and Means.
We have talked briefly about it here, but it's very important that if you're passionate about bills that have gone through here, I honestly don't think there's anything intentional about it, but if a bill gets moved somewhere and there's not somebody strongly advocating for it or explaining things about a fiscal or whatever, I've personally had to go advocate strongly because a bill was just not going to get a hearing in the next committee, whatever committee that might be. But once I explained what the bill really did, they're like, oh, okay. And I got a hearing and moved it on. It became law. But so it's really important that we reach out to chairs and co-chairs and whatnot and explain what the bill does and the kind of support it has, and that we really want to have it. And if it's in Ways and Means, get the co-chairs of the subcommittee to on your side to advocate for it with the co-chairs also.
And I will, yes, Representative.
Well, Mr. Chair, you mentioned that this committee would be doing some sort of prioritization process. So I just wondered, do you want us to do that first and then...
So Thursday, we'll have all the bills up so we can have that conversation. And that'll be a good time to talk to it, both from a standpoint of the priority for the committee, but also then to reinforce the people of their own bills. I think Representative Huffman's advice is good. But that'll give us a chance to talk about if we have to make choices, where those choices might fall. But I think would reinforce some conversations we might have with Ways and Means. We'll do that on Thursday.
I would like to thank our Sherpa, Representative Huffman, who will be... heavily loaded, as I say. I'd like to say.
Yes.
For freshmen in particular, if you haven't followed the process, it's easy to come into the building and assume that somebody else is watching the bill and it'll just automatically get a hearing at the next place. And not necessarily true. I'm trying to be kind here, but just encouraging everybody to add. Advocacy is very important.
Yep, that's right. Good advice.
How many of us are on Ways and Means?
Not full, but one of the
you're on
subs.
Ways and Means? You're on sub, and you're on pull?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to enjoy that when I'm out playing golf in the afternoon.
That's exactly right. Any further business for today?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Make a move. This is the best committee ever.
You just run it. That's the meeting.
It is.
That's the meeting.
It is.
This is the best committee ever. You just run it.